producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Draper is going to be joining us, the father of hacking. We will continue with a lot of important news as well, but I am so angry about the fact that Australia has issued a blanket visa ban on Ebola-hit countries. That's the default smart position. And then Reuters is like criticizing the Australian government, saying it's horrible. Their Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, is horrible. And he's resisted calls to send medical personnel to the outbreak zone. Well, yeah, let Africa deal with its own problems. And that means don't have the West over there stealing all Africa's resources. Here's the thing. Australia's got more resources than it knows what to do with. It's the only other continent that has anywhere near what Africa's got. And that's why Australia isn't over there. This is all about NORTHCOM through AFRICOM. As I predicted back during the Obama deception, and I even said that they would use outbreaks to do it, because that's in a CFR document, a North American Union document, and I cover it in my film Endgame. So I didn't predict. They said. In fact, let me say that. I had an epiphany the other day. I keep saying I predicted, and sometimes I do predict things. 9 times out of 10, I'm actually going off what they said they're going to do, and then I report on it, and then people say later, oh, you predicted it. So let me just take a lot of credit away from InfoWars right now and Alex Jones. But that's the good news. You can go out and find their whole battle plan for yourself. You can go get EcoScience written by the White House Science Arc. By the way, that disappeared off my desk a few weeks ago. Does anybody know where that is? We were going to do a search for that.
We've been looking for it like crazy. It's a big book.
It's a big book, and it's just gone off my desk.
Yeah. Oh, somebody
okay.
Got it.
Oh, now we found it. Well, that's good. That's why I just make announcements here on air. I'm on the air so much, this is kind of like an intercom in the office.
And it's sitting with the hazmat suits.
Okay, it was sitting with the hazmat suits. Thank you. Oh, yeah, we got hazmat suits and everything here now. Because this could really go airborne in the winter, and I've just got to get my children out to the countryside, and I'm going to... We're getting a bunch of, just in case, because it's insurance we can eat, we're getting a bunch of horrible food here at the office now from MyPatriotSupply.com. That's not a plug, but it's becoming one. And I'm getting ready with a skeleton crew, if there really becomes a big outbreak, to lock myself up in this facility. We got generator, we got a gas generator, we got a propane. Hank Hill would be proud of us. We got a propane generator. We got generators, the whole nine yards, run the whole operation over here. But we should probably get more fuel and more gas, more propane and propane accessories. I don't think it's going to get to that level, but government's doing that, digging in like never before. Why is it weird if we start digging in, spending most of our time trying to stop this, but also some time getting ready ourselves? And I think this is what Obama said, and I said this weeks before he did. Because they'll do this. They're scientific. They follow a nomenclature. They follow a MO, a modus operandi. They follow a rollout plan. They'll probably have more tests, and they'll get worse and worse each time with the Ebola simulant, with the bioweapon, until they release the big one, if you believe Dr. Pianca and Ted Turner and others, who basically run around 24/7 talking about how wonderful the Ebola crisis will be and how Ted Turner will go to his underground base. Pianca says he and his family will die, and the great healing of Earth will begin. It's total kook ball craziness, but eco-science, White House Science Czar, calls for it. Calls for Kim Weps and the water fluoride to sterilize you, GMO crops to sterilize you. Well, if they don't sterilize you, you don't have a horribly deformed, mentally brain-damaged child who has excruciating 10 years of life so they can suck all your money out of the medical system. And they all just write books about how they're doing it, you and your family. They really enjoy it, by the way.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Breaking some of this down this hour, then open phones in the third hour, and a bunch of important election news, economic news, you name it, and some special reports all in the third hour. John Draper, better known as Captain Crunch, the father is what he's known of hacking. And over the past 40-plus years, John has helped an enormous list of individuals, mostly in the tech and hacking world and corporations, contributing to the foundations of many gadgets we have today. He also is called President Nixon to tell him Los Angeles was running out of toilet paper. Known as Captain Crunch for his legendary phone freaking, Draper has always been driven by passion and not money. I'm on the same page right there. The point was not to make free calls, but to explore and learn from the phone company's rich and complicated system. Despite his many contributions to companies such as Apple, where he wrote the first word processor called EasyWriter for the Apple II, Crunch is not a wealthy man. And WebCrunchers.com, WebCrunchers.com is his website. And John, and I'm very honored to have him, wanted to come on the show today, and we really appreciate him reaching out to us through his people to come on and A, talk about his health, and but more importantly, the whole state of the world, to talk about Edward Snowden. We're going to get into the new FBI raid on someone they believe was leaking information to WikiLeaks. They're basically using Snowden as a front man or as a figurehead for other whistleblowers. But the FBI is out there after them right now. I say release it all. So we're honored to have Captain Crunch on with us. If I got into all of his exploits, we'd never have any time here today, so we'll go right to him. John, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
There's so much to talk about. Where do you want to begin?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about an incident that took place. I was actually working at a contracting gig in Bangkok, Thailand, and in Koh Phangan, where I was developing some software relating to the telecom areas in that part of Asia. And I had to come back to the States because I had a ruptured disc in my lower back that had gotten so bad that it was pinching my nerve, making the pain so painful that I couldn't stand it. So when I got back, within 2 days, I was on my way to the hospital in an ambulance. A lot of doctors examined me. They were skeptical that I was that bad and that I needed surgery. Finally, one of the neurologists came into me and says, "We're scheduling you for surgery on Sunday," and it was like 2 days away. I had a problem keeping my electronics plugged in so I could let the world know what was going on. But I was able to get some volunteers to the hospital that got me some extra long power cables so I can power my iPad, keep tracks, keep active in the blog, and let people know by entering my web cruncher's blog on all of the things that happened. Basically, what happened, if you go to my website, not my website, actually, go to Facebook and look at my timeline, actually posted in there an x-ray of what they did to me. It was a 9-hour surgery. It took the doctors a lot of problems getting into where they needed to get to fix the problem, but they were able to put 4 screws in my spine, keeping it together. They removed the discs in my lower back and replaced them with plastic ones. I've got to go back in for another surgery in another month where they put a kind of a cage around the lower part of my spine, better stability. I'm recovered enough to be able to drive and walk, although I can't engage in any really active things like going to conferences and, you know, walking around and stuff. So I'm in the process now of trying to raise money to cover my expenses. So that to give you an idea of what my expenses are.
Well, Captain Crunch, you've done so much for freedom of speech and you name it. We are going to call for all your great supporters to go to your blog and support you. You know, I wonder why Apple isn't supporting you when a lot of your technology is a foundation of what they did. For folks that aren't tech gurus or techies and don't know how famous and important you are, you could hack the phone system computers and switches with your voice, mimicking the tones by whistling into it. You didn't just use your little famous black box. Tell folks about some of your exploits.
There was, I'll talk about what happened really at the, how we happened to get a hold of the White House CIA crisis hotline. I was just scanning Washington, D.C. There's 10,000 exchanges in Washington, D.C. There's a way of eliminating 1/10 of that. Actually 10 times that, so it's really only 1,000 tries to get into the Washington, D.C. 800 system. I knew the prefix, and I knew how the numbers were planned in the 800 system. So I just started scanning, and I got this number where this really rude guy answered. I asked him, I says, what company have I reached? I'm looking for XYZ company. And he says, this isn't the company. Get off this line. And he was very rude to me. And it raised the flags. I said, what is this guy? It got my curiosity up. So after a day or two, I went back in on the line again with the story that I was White Plains for a tandem test switching system with the AT&T network. And we had a problem on the line. And we asked him, I said, what company have we reached? And he said, we've reached the White House CIA crisis hotline number. We said, well, we'll fix the problem as soon as we can. Thank you very much. That was all I needed. Once I got the number, I found the seven-digit equivalent of that number, which I needed to use for auto-verify. And I was able to sit on that line for a while and listen to calls coming in. Most of the calls coming in were encrypted or scrambled. So I said, wow, this is an interesting line. I was able to catch a call just as it got started, before they turned on the encryption. What they do is they make direct contact first, then they encrypt the call. During one of the direct contacts, I was able to hear what appeared to be a very important call going in there. And they said, Olympus, please. In plain text, in plain English, it was a code name for President Nixon. What came next was the encryption. So I couldn't hear anything that they were saying. Then later on, we decided to call that number. I was at a party in L.A., and I was upstairs. And all of my and some phone freaks were downstairs, and I wanted some information from them, and I had to have something to trade. So I traded that number for another number that I wanted. So they took that number, and I told them it's a CIA crisis hotline number. Olympus will get you President Nixon, and they says no, that's not true. I says, well, go ahead, call the number, but have your story straight and be sure to call the number from an untraceable line. And so we were able to get, jump through a couple of hops to the number, and we got the person on the other end. With an authoritative voice, we said, Olympus, please. And a voice came on that sounded like President Nixon. And my friend grabbed the phone away from me and said, sir, we have a crisis in Los Angeles. Sir, we're out of toilet paper.
I love it. You didn't just prank call the president. You did it on the CIA crisis line.
The CIA crisis line was a special line they used to set up for calling on rather important issues.
Yes, Russians are moving ICBMs. They're loading them on the rail cars, sir. They're moving them towards the Polish border.
But the capability of what I could do really scared a lot of people. I could get into the Audubon network. That was the military telephone network.
And for those that don't know, this is a great service to show how there's back doors in all these computers and the phone systems and in all the tech. Because you talk about, like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. This is a fact built into it so they can spy. And you are the guy that began to expose it day one.
Yeah, Pentagon didn't believe it. But I was able to show them that a switch in Murphy Dome was able to forward and pass a call to another military switch.
And of course, the telecoms, the corporations that built it, they all knew that. So that's why this is a corporate takeover. So getting back to Nixon and other things, they didn't come arrest you, right? I mean, they tried a few times. Instead, they figured out, hey, we should try to recruit this guy to really show us what's going on. And that kind of started the whole move towards recruiting hackers into the government, right?
Well, kind of right. But the big thing that got everybody interested in the whole thing in the first place was the Esquire article. Steve Wozniak found a copy of the Esquire article on his coffee table at his home.
I'll tell you what, stay there. I'm going to give you the floor and come back to talk about all the history you've been involved in, and then I've got to get into current stuff that's happening, Captain Crunch's view on the NSA, the Panopticon system, Big Brother, Edward Snowden, and so much more coming up. But, folks, you heard him. He needs your help. So if you appreciate all that Captain Crunch has done for liberty and freedom on the web, you need to give him some support, folks. And that's webcrunchers.com, webcrunchers.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit Pro-EM-1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or Pro-EM-1.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. Katie level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I hear the train come. It's rolling around.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The news websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. WebCrunchers.com is John Draper's website. And we'll tell you coming up a little bit later how you can go there and support him. He is the undisputed Grand Poobah, Big Kahuna, Granddaddy, Father of Hacking, undisputed. And it's one of those niche things, but a very important niche thing, that the general public probably doesn't know who Captain Crunch is, but to the hackers and that whole community out there, there's a lot of going on right now because he's such an interesting guy and such a trailblazer on so many fronts. Now, I want to get into what's happening in modern times right now with you, sir, but you'd gotten up to the Army, the Pentagon, not believing that you were able to do this. And then, of course, big investigations came out of that because the Pentagon didn't know the telecoms had put in a system where they could spy on everybody, including foreign telecoms. So, John Draper, Captain Crunch, please continue.
Okay, well, as I was stationed, I was stationed up at Indian Mountain Air Force Station, Alaska, and I had to do a one-year stint up there. And during my time up there, I had lots and lots of time. It didn't take me long to figure out how to get into the Audubon system to make free phone calls home. And they encouraged you to do that because for morale purposes and things like that, they actually had a special day set up where people could make calls over the Audubon just for personal use. And so as I was experimenting around, being back home and on the private commercial network, there's a switch up there that was passing Audubon calls because it was being used for both commercial and also military use. And they didn't believe it. Then Adam Bauman in the book, Adam was featured as, I believe, he was the one who actually snitched on me. His actual name, I'm going to get it for you in a minute here, because I want people to know who he is. His name is, it's Sheridan. So if you read the book, Exploding the Phone, and they refer to a person, Sheridan, he is the FBI informant that got really good friendly with me and was able to inform the FBI of these things. And he tried to do it, and the FBI tried to do the Audubon. They were unable to do it. Only I was able to, because it took a lot of finesse to be able to do it, because you had to be very careful with the level of the tones. The tones had to be really, really accurate. But I was able to slip the tones through this switch, which gave me direct access to the military Audubon network. And from there, I could do anything. I could do priority interrupt calls. I could do a flash override in the NORAD and cause a few heads to roll. These things existed, and I did my very best to try to explain to the FBI that these things existed, but they just didn't believe me. The opportunity that I had to talk to the FBI was during my plea arrangement. I was basically forced to tell the FBI what I did and everything that I did. And so they rented a room inside San Francisco Hotel, and I appeared. And they had about four or five agents in there, including some security experts. And they contacted the Pentagon, and the Pentagon actually could not figure out how that could be done. Rachel, in the book Exploding the Phone, whose real name is Adam Bauman, was the person who tried and was unable to do it, despite the fact they had all the equipment. So going on to encryption and protection and privacy and things like that, I certainly believe people should use encryption for any kind of communication that they use. There's a program called PGP or GPP. Your GPG, you can download it on the net. You can install it in your browser. And if you install it in your browser will have a little button there that says encrypt your message. So just with one button and with Google Chrome and Gmail, you can encrypt your mail relatively easily. It's a little bit difficult to install, but it works quite well once it gets going.
Well, Captain Crunch, we've got a long 18-minute segment coming up, and I want to cover the waterfront with you because my mind is racing with all the questions I could ask you. Obviously, they've made films about you. They're making more, I'm told. But it's just there's so much to talk about I want to get into some more of your background, but then I want to accelerate into FBI reportedly raids home of second Snowden. Contractor could face federal charges. I want to get your view on the fact that the NSA told us they weren't spying on us, when, of course, they've been spying pretty much all along, but now they're spying on people for their political views. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front line of the InfoWar.
Get a piece of the action.
I need you. I want you to be my tonight. You need me. Tease me. Use you and throw you away.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We, of course, return. And that's weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, PrisonPlanet.tv. John Draper, the famous Captain Crunch, the father of hacking, that could hack into computer systems with his whistles and with computers, with primitive computers, is our guest. He helped launch much of what you see at Apple today. And he's had his back basically rebuilt. He's broke. He needs everybody's help. You can go to his site, webcrunchers.com, or you can also go to his Facebook that's linked there on the site, facebook.com/JD Crunchman. and you can help him out there. And I sure hope that if it's 20, 30 years from now, my back's destroyed, I'm broke, and I'm going on air talking about all I've done, people would help and support me. You can see Captain Crunch right there with the founders of Apple. Then you can go to his site at the Crunch site and see him in the hospital and all he's going through right now. So I'm glad that he got in touch with us through some of the other folks out there. And so many good white hat hackers have helped us with government attacks, foreign government attacks, identifying things, tracing people that have attacked us. We really just get amazing information. It's almost pearls before swine, though. And I'm the chief pig here because I'm not a tech guy. I just study the general systems and how they work. I know what they're doing. I have great knowledge about the overall plan. But when it gets down to the meat and potatoes and using it all, I'm like a caveman trying to fly a space shuttle. But John Draper is our guest. We're going to go back to him in just a moment. We have a big special running that's going to end next week at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. 5% off all the discounts that are already there on cutting-edge supplements that I and others are using to boost our natural immunity and our body's natural defenses. I think with all going on in the world, the superbugs, MRSA, you name it, you're insane. I mean, if you're not taking DNA Force, if you're not taking the Oxy Powder, if you're not taking Survival Shield X2, Fluoride Shield, all of this, when you detox, it gives your body a boosted immune system. I still don't look like a movie star like I did when I was 25. But, I mean, I've lost just 70% of the weight I need to lose, another 20 pounds. My skin, people will see me in person and go, man, you know, you just look so much better. What are you doing? I'm exercising. I'm getting sun, but I always was doing that. I am taking X2. I am taking Survival Shield. I am taking Lung Cleanse. I am taking DNA Force. And it has revolutionized my life. My dad is on all of it. And he's lost weight and is getting in great shape. It's blown him away. You've heard the callers call in. These are serious nutraceuticals. And your purchase funds our operation. So InfoWarsLife.com. And when you call 888-253-3139, when you're done with your order, just say promo code NOW, and that will knock 5% off the overall cost. And launching this afternoon, it's not up there yet, we're going to have another special up there on a few of the specific products that's going to be a big saver. So I want to thank you all for your support. We don't take money from you at the barrel of a gun. We ask you to support our operation, what we're doing by buying the high-quality products like Clearly Filtered. It's got amazing made-in-America water bottles that have, from the test we've seen, the best filtration system at the lowest price. We've got the ProPure G2 systems that are just excellent. 10% off with promo code WATER, the already lowest price, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the big master URL with things like Maiden1776.com and InfoWarsLife.com in the subgroups there. Or 888-253-3139. And it's so great to have Captain Crunch on. If he's got more to say, we'll hold him a little bit in the next hour. If not, we'll do a part two very, very soon. I want to ask him about the EAS alert systems that are really a backdoor to take over all communications, what he thinks of that. I want to talk to him about Snowden. I want to get into a whole cornucopia of issues with John Draper, a.k.a. Captain Crunch, here today. But Captain Crunch, anything else you want to get to finishing up with your long and illustrious history of a trailblazer before we get into Snowden?
Yeah, there is. I have the certain medications that I have to take. It's called blood thinners. And what blood thinners do is they prevent blood clots. Well, when I got discharged from the rehab, I had a prescription, but I couldn't fill it because it cost $375 for 1 month's supply. And so I didn't get it for obvious reasons. Well, just because of that, now I've got two blood clots in my legs, which, when not treated, would go up into my brain and kill me. I wanted to make sure that people also could donate to my PayPal page. And my PayPal information will be available to you as well.
Well, thanks a million. Looking at your Wikipedia, you're the son of a United States Air Force engineer.
Yeah, I was in the U.S. Air Force from 1964 to 1968. I served 4 years active duty in Alaska. I put in for Vietnam. I put in for Monkey Mountain, Vietnam. That was the radar station they had up there. I wanted to go there, but they wouldn't let me. You know, I mean, everybody wanted to go to Vietnam at that point. At least Air Force people did. But a lot of the times that I was there, I had a lot of lonely nights of just doing nothing. I operated a pirate radio station there that got picked up in other sites. The FCC was listening to me, and they told me, keep it clean and we'll not bother you. And they actually made a dedication, and so I put the dedication on the air. So it was quite loose and quite...
Let's talk about your software developing for Apple and others and IBM. Bill Gates, you name it. I mean, you've just done everything.
Yeah, well, I developed a program called Easy Writer, a word processor program for the Apple II. I wrote the program while I was at the work furlough program, which was in jail. It let me go out during the daytime where I could actually get access to hands-on to a computer. I would develop the program, and at night, just before I went back to jail, I would print the source code out of the program, take the whole source code with me back, in written form, and then I would go through it manually and make mistakes and correct the mistakes and then go back the next day and fix them.
You know, I know an IQ test is only one way to measure intelligence. It doesn't have social intelligence or other things in it, but what's your IQ?
You know, I don't believe it was ever measured. I think somebody said it was like 120 or something.
Yeah, right. See, that's ridiculous. Continuing here, there's just so much to get into. Are there any legends about you and your freak phone calling that didn't really happen? It's on record you called Nixon and this other stuff, and they indicted you for a bunch of things. But what ended up happening that didn't happen?
Well, the way I got busted was one of my friends, who was a sighted person, bought Steve's box. I warned him, don't buy the box, because if you use it, they will detect it. Well, this person I trusted with my phone number, but I told him, don't write my phone number down ever. Just remember my phone number, but don't write it down. It was fairly easy to remember. It was a number in Los Gatos. That's where I lived. And he basically got busted, and the FBI, when they came in, that they're... with their grand jury investigation of the Esquire article, they saw my name, Captain Crunch, with a phone number in Los Gatos. Once they had my phone number, they had me right there. And so 2 days later, I was coming back from my class in college, and I just pulled up into a lot because I was going to get something before going home, and that was when they got me. They arrested me at that point. He charged me with Title 18, Section 1343, fraud by wire. And the way that they found me was that phone number. That was the only link they had. They didn't have any other link. As far as they knew, when the 2-1-1-1 conference was getting torn down, the Canadian telephone company was basically tracing everybody. But they didn't trace me because I was on somebody else's tie line. They only went to that person, but they didn't go to me. So I was protected.
Well, Steve Jobs said if it hadn't been for your invention, there wouldn't have been an Apple.
That's right, because Steve Jobs saw the Esquire article and said, we got to build one of these things. And then Steve Jobs wanted to market them and sell them. And so the money that they made with the blue boxes that they sold paid for the construction, the layout, and the creation of the first Apple I PC board. And that money that they used for that was from the sale of the blue boxes.
Incredible. Captain Crunch is our guest. Before we get into Snowden, I had engineers come to me a long time ago, I don't know, like 18 years ago, and say, listen, they've already wired into all the radio and TV stations to take them over. But now they're hardwiring the equipment by law we get, has to have it at the transmitter site and back at the station and on the cable and TV broadcast networks. And now they're putting it into the telecoms. And they say in the future, the president or whoever will break in with government announcements and that we better get ready for hours a day of government programming where they just cut in whenever they want. Well, now over the smartphones and all this, it's beginning. And we had a big emergency alert take over and say, do what you're told. Don't be on your telephones. Prepare for a message from the dear leader, basically. That story went viral. We broke it. They first denied it. Then by Sunday, we broke it Friday and Drudge carried it. And then by Sunday, it was all over the news. Yes, it happened. What about AI systems making mistakes over these or trying to take over? What about how Time Magazine says let's have driverless cars by law and not let anybody drive their car? It's like the elite are building a system not designed for humans to remove us from the equation. We shouldn't allow these technocrats to build a world not based on people, where humans don't go to space, where we're basically obsolete. The elite, the transhumanists, have already decided this, and I think it's up to hacktivists and people like you and others to really declare war on this anti-human movement. What's your take on that statement?
Well, in declaring war, I'd sure like to know basically how to start. Getting started in something like that is very difficult.
I think we start thinking about how we wage war against this, and we wage war by building a better world, believing in humanity, and spending money on products and people and organizations that are about empowering humans.
We got to let the people know that's how we're going to fight the war. We're going to fight the war by letting the voters know what's going on. And that's what Snowden did when he released all of those documentation about PRISM and how PRISM was able to go in there and monitor everybody's Facebook transactions. I mean, Facebook is, and Google is, the NSA's data center. I mean, that's where they get their data. Their government data is out of date, but Facebook and Google, that data is up to date all the time. And that's where they get a lot of their information now, through that PRISM system that Snowden talked about.
What do you think about the NSA and all the back doors being built into all the so-called smart technology?
Well, they can do anything they damn well want. That's the problem, because they're so removed from, like, Congress and things like that. Congress was so surprised that this happened. And it's getting to be pretty hairy right now. And people, of course, are being monitored. But there are good tools out there that people need to be aware of. And this is how we fight them. We fight them by using encryption. We fight them by installing PGP on our Gmail systems. We fight them by downloading programs like Wickr, WICKR. That's what I use. I can communicate with my friends that have Wickr, and there's no record of the communication. There's not even metadata. It's forward security.
And it's not that you have anything to hide. It's that there are corporations and systems that run this giant spy network that are openly using it to block freedom movements and to set up a tyranny. They admit they're setting up a totalitarian system worldwide. We've had Benny, the former head of a major NSA department, number four in the organization, saying it's now a totalitarian plan to enslave and suppress and dominate. So we now know what is prima facie. We've got to take action against it.
We're developing a product right now called Thundercloud. This product is actually being developed by my roommate. We're about ready to go to alpha testing pretty soon. And it's going to eliminate a lot of problems. For people who travel between countries, who have to travel with sensitive information. And this product is amazing. I played with it. It is so fast. And the data that comes through it is just like, you know, you get a YouTube video and it streams to your place, and it streams to your place at half the data throughput of everybody else, because all of the fluff and all of the
tracking,
all of the internal stuff is actually stored on the server and not stored on the client. And so the client can be a small little minimal system running an ARM processor, and it'll last for about 2 to 3 weeks on a charge. And the speed going through your network is blazingly fast.
Unbelievable. So it's kind of like that thing.
We're going to be doing beta testing soon. And just go to my Facebook wall for announcements on when you can sign up.
Very exciting. John Crunch Draper, Captain Crunch, is on the line with us right now. Isn't it going to be their attempt to suppress, dominate, and surveil us and rob us of our privacy to create their conspiracies of control that is going to trigger the new innovators like yourself and others to come that will actually revolutionize and create a bigger, freer web and system that may have never grown if they didn't force us to innovate?
There are systems out there right now that are working on mesh systems through radio transmissions and through either ham or through a Wi-Fi, expanded Wi-Fi network with mesh systems. These are survivalists and preppers that live out in the boonies, sure, that have communities of maybe 5 or 10 homesteads that are close by, can all be connected together in a mesh network.
So truly local free communities. John Draper is our guest, Captain Crunch. We're going to come back with him and get into more on Snowden and just any other points I can think of. In fact, we should have been asking folks to tweet at Real Alex Jones any questions they've got. Or maybe we should open the phones up if he wants to stay for hacking questions or tech questions. So find out if John wants to stay 20 minutes in the next hour and take calls. Captain Crunch is our guest.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913.
Make his great-grandchildren believe.
Okay, Captain Crunch is going to take 20 minutes of the next hour to take your questions. Specifically on air, quick questions. We get a lot of people. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 to talk to the father, undisputed father of hacking. And kind of the father of Apple, according to Steve Jobs. So pretty amazing information. The grandfather, you'd say Steve Jobs was the father, the grandfather, John Draper is our guest, Captain Crunch. You heard me bring up emergency alert system, but I said so much in the question that was really a diatribe. Getting back to EAS alert systems, what do you make of this Orwellian move and the fact that it's been there a while, but now they're rolling it out with internet kill switches, state-run media, the government's building its own cell phone network, not just Stingray, its own permanent system to steal our data. It's all completely illegal. It's a revolution against humanity. They are just doing it criminally.
Now, that's probably true. Absolutely. I agree with you. One thing that I want to say was that we're building what we call a prepper's data warehouse. These are for preppers who want to build their own internet privately among their community. Did you know that the Wikipedia will probably handle about maybe 20 terabytes of data? And we've got disk arrays now the size of a lunchbox, which can hold up to 80 terabytes. You put that in a Faraday shield and hook it up to a prepper's power system, and you've got yourself your own internet. Connecting that with a mesh network of radio systems, small communities can now communicate through an encrypted channel. No one can pick them up because it's going to be encrypted. And they can't shut that down. They can't go in and intercept that. This is a solution to this problem, I'm trying to say. Preppers need to put together their own internet in their own private compound, the bug out areas, whatever, wherever they have to go to get away from all the hassle that's going to come. You know what I mean?
It sounds to me in my gut like you're saying, sir, that you think the system's collapsing.
It's inevitable it's going to collapse. It's just going to be a matter of when. It might be next 10 years, but people need to get started to prepare now and start storing very important survival information locally on their own machines, especially people that are located out off the grid. Preppers that are building their prepper compound should also include and put together a data warehouse.
I'll take it you don't like the cloud. They're trying to move the internet to not be secure, to not be redundant. But isn't the problem is that the DARPA engineers, people like your dad and you and others, built something that is designed to be able to take a nuclear attack? Isn't the problem that they want to use it as a spy grid? One group does, but it was also built to bring freedom.
That's correct. It was used to build freedom. The internet was, before all these restrictions, the China firewall, the blocking of calls. I can't, for instance, go to Thailand and watch NBC. They block it. Why do they block it? I mean, it sucks. Because my IP address is coming from outside the area. So people are building proxies. I mean, they're trying to put stuff on the internet that doesn't really need to be there. But it has to be there in order to get around all of this Big Brother activity going on that you describe. And I'm encouraging preppers to start putting together prepper data warehouses.
I agree. And, folks, the big industry in the future, I've said, is going to be private internet systems, things to protect yourself, whether it's a blocket pocket, or whether it's a high-tech system. This will be the new renaissance, is the battle against the one-eyed cyclops of Big Brother.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force. just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.